Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 30th. A Tesla vehicle on autopilot has crashed into a police car stopped on the highway just as the automaker is being investigated for similar crashes. Earlier this month, the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced that it's opening an investigation into Tesla autopilot over its involvement in 11 crashes with emergency and first responder vehicles. Now, adding to the situation, the new crash involving Tesla vehicle reportedly on autopilot just happened in Florida. The timing is especially bad while Tesla is actually under scrutiny by two U.S. senators who contacted the Federal Trade Administration over what they say is misleading claims by Tesla. Tesla has started to push a new software update to its fleet of Model S electric vehicles in order to improve the suspension and autopark. Tesla wrote in the release notes of its new 2021.32.5 update, quote, "A recalibrated suspension damping algorithm allows for smoother control and improved ride comfort. A rebalanced rebound to compression ratio works with the all-new multi-link rear suspension to enhance steering response and handling for a higher degree of road connection and more precise control during spirited driving." And also they write, quote, "Your vehicle can now automatically park in parallel and perpendicular posts. While driving below 15 miles per hour, the instrument cluster will display a parking icon if it detects a potential parking spot." And now from our position at Electrek, watching, reporting, driving, and living with electric cars for several years, a humorous story has come to light of someone who doesn't understand them very well at all. A Tesla Model 3 owner named Oliver James returned to his vehicle in a residential garage to find it unplugged and a note attached that reads, quote, "Overcharging in this heat will blow this battery," and it is signed a concerned resident. The note also directs him to Google it. Of course, overcharging isn't a thing in EVs, since they're all made with a charger that cuts out at a certain voltage. Also, thermal management systems don't permit charging outside safe temperatures, and some go as far as breaking connections between the cells. While it's true that some vehicles, like the Chevy Bolt EV, have had fire issues, there is no evidence that it is sparked by high outside temperatures. Moreover, the temperature at the time of the note was 86 degrees Fahrenheit. If someone you know needs a friendly reminder as to the limitations and future capabilities of electric cars, have them listen to Quick Charge. Electrek takes a look at a now-solved mystery. It's the mystery of the Tesla Model X found burnt to cinders on top of a frozen lake in Vermont. Back in February of 2019, the charred remains eerily lay on top of frozen sheets of Vermont's Lake Champlain. No details came forward until we have the full scoop right now. The Office of the United States Attorney for the District of Vermont brought charges against Michael A. Gonzalez for 5 counts of possessing and selling stolen motor vehicles. According to the indictment, Gonzalez exploited Tesla's purchasing system to buy vehicles and take possession while not allowing the final payment to go through. He would sell the vehicles to dealerships or individuals online. The fifth time around, he couldn't get the title, so he drove it to a lake where it conveniently caught fire. The indictment doesn't state that Gonzalez burnt down the car in particular, but he did file an insurance claim on it, which was declined after he didn't show up for an examination under oath. Gonzalez could get 10 years in prison for each count. EV manufacturer Karma Automotive announced a new business-to-business electrification program called Powered by Karma. Now, if you're not familiar, Karma Automotive is an American luxury EV automaker that spun off of Fisker Automotive after Chinese auto parts supplier Wangxiang Group purchased the company's assets in 2014. As part of the new business-to-business offering, Karma will reveal 2 new modular electrification vehicle projects to help commercial operators electrify their fleet more quickly. This includes buses, RVs, vans, and box trucks. They will be showcasing a Class 4-6 walk-in van at the 2021 ACT Expo and also provide rides and drives with an electrified shuttle bus along the convention in Long Beach. Toyota Motor Corporation has resumed operations of its self-driving e-pallet pods at the 2020 Paralympic Games in Tokyo. The halt came after one of these self-driving vehicles was being operated manually and the driver collided with a visually impaired athlete. Toyota Corporation stated that under normal operations, the self-driving vehicle automatically stops when it senses a pedestrian entering an intersection. Now, obviously, this wasn't being utilized under the manual control. The victim, Aramitsu Kirizono, was able to walk away after being provided medical attention, but the bad press will linger for some time. Despite evidence that last week's collision was mostly human error, Toyota president Akio Toyoda stated in an apology about the incident, quote, "Autonomous vehicles are not yet realistic for normal roads." The president even went as far as to say that today's automated systems could not outperform him as the self-proclaimed master driver of Toyota. I'm not sure what he means by that. Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe tweeted a short video of the Rivian R1T pickup truck driving through water that scales up to over 3 feet of depth. Over the course of about 30 seconds, the truck drove through a trough at a testing facility where the water levels reached the front headlights and completely covered up the wheels. Pretty cool. Following an exhibition at the Chengdu Motor Show in China, XPeng has shared more details of its flying car, the Voyager X2. Now, from our seat at Electrek, the so-called flying car is an electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, a really awesome future technology that we cover from time to time. And XPeng has now told the public on Sunday that its Voyager X2 had been undergoing flying tests in extreme environments, including over high-altitude cities in western China. Currently, the X2 can operate for up to 35 minutes and reach a top speed of 81 miles an hour. Chinese EV manufacturer GAC Aion has officially debuted its A480 fast charger, capable of charging an upcoming Aion 5 SUV from 30 to 80% in under 5 minutes. While still impressive, the fast charger's capabilities of 480 kilowatt sits well below the rumors that were speculating last week of 600 kilowatts. During the demonstration, GAC Aion said that the graphene-based battery can be charged at up to 880 volts, nearly double the operating voltage of most EV batteries today. GAC Aion's proprietary batteries will require these exclusive chargers to achieve those advertised speeds. The automaker has already implemented a fast charger station in Guangzhou and plans to build about 2,000 more by the year 2025. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.